Today we bless and give thanks for the blessings that are the animals. Our story today in the order of worship is called St. Francis, but that's just where the story starts. St. Francis of Assisi, whose feast day in the Roman Catholic tradition is October 4th, so you see we're already a little early. See how that happens. Theologically, what St. Francis offered to Unitarian Universalism was this understanding that all of creation is holy and sacred, not just the people. That's huge, right? It turns out. Yes. Very huge. And someone who was very clear about this was Dr. Kathleen O'Gorman. My very first ritual as a seminarian was a blessing of the animals at the Metairie Small Animal Hospital. She was my grad school advisor, and she said, "You will be an acolyte in this ritual." And I said, "Excellent. What's an acolyte?" She's like, "You will be the person who assists me in the ritual." She is in New Orleans. Yes, rescuing yet another dog as we speak. The new dog's name will be Sasha. But I wanted to tell you about Dr. Kathleen O'Gorman because she founded the Religion and Ecology Studies at Loyola Institute of Ministry, which is where I learned so much about life, the universe, and all the species. She graduated from high school, went directly to a convent to study to become a nun. But here's the thing. Every time she rescued an animal, because this is a daily part of her life, a cat would find her, a dog would find her, she would bring it back to the convent, and she would be told, "This is only a place for people." And so she would strategize and find places and neighbors, you know how we do. But finally, it became a crisis of faith for her. She could not live in a place that was holy, that did not welcome all of creation. And so she became a professor at a university. And she brought her dogs to work with her. Yeah, that's a true story. Oh, so friends, I want to thank you for all the ways that you make spaces for all that is holy. Some of it comfortable, some of it not. But here we are, together. And so here is a true story about all the species. Some are wigglier than others. And so in this service, the whole service you are invited to stay for. However, we put the blessing right here. So, yay. We're blessing. And so here is the invitation. The invitation is for you and your beloved creature and your family to come this way. Aisha will ask you the name or names. The blessing will occur. And then an extra blessing of treats and gloriousness will happen over here. We give thanks that love comes softly and unexpectedly, and from all directions. Friends, as we enter this time of gratitude meditation, if you have...
So I wanted to share a little bit about East Shore Unitarian Church's animal ministry. I don't know how many of you here know that we have one. That's what I call it anyway. So it started in 2015 when the interim minister, the Reverend Elaine Beth Parislua, came. And part of her contract was to bring her dog, Gussie. Gussie is a miniature Australian shepherd, so maybe about, 25 pounds. Tiny little thing. Not as small as a Chihuahua or a Bastille. We have a few of those here, but medium size. So when we first met Gussie, she would run through the office and go to everybody's office to say hello. And she was delightful. So she did go to school to be a therapy dog. She didn't pass because she was too friendly. She kept licking everybody. So she flunked therapy school. Tough breaks, right, Gussie? But the loss of her being a therapy dog in actual institutions was our game. Because one of the things that Gussie did well was know, at least for me, when I was having a bad day. So if maybe I was feeling sad or frustrated or I got a certain email, it's almost like she knew what I was feeling, and she would come into my office, give me a couple licks on my face, and then just sit and hang out. And she did that with Diane and Nicole and Jason and Amanda. And then when Amanda was hired, were you first or was Elaine? I'm trying to remember. Because then we got Luca, who's over here with May Lee, Amanda's husband. And Luca is maybe three times the size of Gussie. And Luca is just as gentle and sweet, but she has a big bark. Hi, Luca. She just put her head up. And Luca will slowly walk through the office. She's not quite as hyper as Gussie is. And she's not here anymore. Actually, we have Jake, who's here. He's Eric's dog. Hi, Jake. I know you can stay right where you are. You're getting excited. He's with Athena over here. And we have Luca. So now Gussie left, but now we have Luca and Jake who come in. And Luca and Jake have a love-hate thing going on because Jake just loves her to death. And she's like, leave me alone, boundaries, consent. I only want to be around you only so much. And they love us, and we love them. They come to staff meetings, and there is something about the energy in the room. And thankfully, none of us are allergic. I want to lift up. I understand that sometimes there are allergies, and we are able to have them. So we're privileged in that way. I have two dogs of my own, and they used to come to the office with me when I was getting work done on my house. And they're not the most well-behaved creatures, so they don't come all the time at all. And Jason has Fiona, who has he's a Shar-Pei. A lot of wrinkles in Shar-Peis, and Fiona's a sweet creature as well. So we are super blessed. One day you could bring your dog. How about that, David? Definitely. And we are blessed to have this animal ministry at East Shore. It definitely reaffirms our interdependent web of life, and they give so much love to us, and we are just lucky to have these beautiful beings in our lives. So in gratitude and love to Luca and Jake and Fiona and True and Sebastian and Gussie, who we miss. So thank you.
Friends, I have some questions for us. Who here has ever been scared of an animal before? Yeah, me for sure. Most hands have gone up. Who here has ever felt loved by an animal before? Nice. Who here has a little bit of an allergic reaction hearing the word animal? Sometimes. Like, you get snuffly, you're stuffy just thinking about it. Maybe your eyes start to tear up. Yeah, thank you for that distinction. So who here has ever loved an animal before? Yeah. So here's the thing that's true about animals and life. There's a whole spectrum of experiences that we can have with them, yes? Kind of same with people, to be true. That we can experience fear and love and joy and frustration. Does that sound right? Your experience? So here's the thing. When I was in fifth grade, I was certain that I was going to be a veterinarian when I grew up. I wrote to the University of Georgia's vet school, told them of my intention, and they replied. They sent me a beautiful book about veterinary science. They sent me their school catalog and an application. I might have failed to mention how old I was when I wrote this letter to them. But anywho, I was smitten. I was sure. We had dogs and cats and rabbits. We mostly lived on farms from the time I was 8 until 18. And I just thought this was the way. And you may find some irony, you may find this very funny, but I was really sure that I was going to be a veterinarian because I loved animals, and I wasn't so sure about people. The idea of talking in front of people was like the worst job I could imagine, because I was pretty shy, like fiercely shy around people, very confident with animals, let me be clear. And so, never doubt that the universe has a wicked sense of humor as I stand before you and my job is to speak in front of people. But by the summer of seventh grade, I had done my research and I had found a veterinarian to intern with. He had a large and small animal clinic because I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to narrow down too soon. I wanted to have some wide reaches. And for better and for worse, I ended up working with him on Tuesdays. And unfortunately for the county I lived in, the animal shelter was not a no-kill shelter. And so whenever they reached capacity, they had euthanasia day. It was a terrible thing. And for a seventh grader, I would call my mother, my poor mother, and I would say, they're gonna have to put down 5 kittens today. She would sigh, okay, you can bring home 2. Your father's gonna kill us if you keep bringing home cats. And so then I would just feel terrible because who am I, God, right, to pick the 2 that get to live? But I would pick them out and I would take them home and I would spend all week trying to get them adopted. Y'all, if you ever want a surefire way for your neighbors to stop talking to you, bring them adorable kittens every week and tell them that they have to adopt them or else they're going to die. It's terrible. I took home 20 kittens that summer and one puppy who was adorable and we got to keep him because, I mean, and it mostly went okay. My dad would get a little irritated when the kitten pile got a little deep. Some weeks the adoptions went more slowly than others, and there were a lot of kittens. There were a lot of kittens. But I learned a lot. I learned a lot in that internship. I learned that life was more complicated than I expected. And that as a veterinarian, you would get the fun of playing with the creatures, but you also were intimately and ultimately responsible for their lives. And here's another thing I learned. Animals come with people. I spent a lot of time talking to people that summer. And it's very possible that that's the internship that opened my heart to be able to do what I do today. I got a lot of clarity. I got clarity about cats and cages and how they don't really like them. And how they're probably not good for people either. I got a lot of clarity that summer about how life is hard and beautiful. Also, triplets are really hard on goats. I learned that. It was a lot of learning. And soon after that summer, my dad moved us to our own dairy farm. And after being intimately and ultimately responsible for 70 head of cattle for 4 years, I had deep clarity that I did not need to be a veterinarian. Perhaps there were other life paths for me. The gift of creatures for me has been one of mutuality and curiosity. Has anyone here ever found out something about a creature that surprised them? Anybody ever been surprised? Yeah? Will you take a second and talk to your neighbor about something that surprised you about a creature, if you have a moment? Friends, I thank you for your presence, for your mutuality, for your stories, for sharing your love, and as we bless each other and our creatures this morning and thank them for the blessing that they are in our lives. We give thanks for the mutuality that there is giving and receiving in this world. And we give thanks for you, for your presence, for your joy, for your patience, for your love, for all that is and all that is possible.